So the ascension of Jesus was foretold.
So yeah,
in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Yeah, the ascension marked the end of the ministry of Jesus here on earth.
So and
the beginning of ours. Now my third point. The ascension of Jesus from this earth was to a place of honor and authority in heaven.
و قدرت در آسمان به ما داده شد.
Go to 1 Timothy 3:16. Yeah, we often use this verse.
این آیه را خیلی استفاده می‌کنیم.
Yeah, to show that Jesus is God.
نشون بدیم عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
و به یقین راز دینداری عظیم است که خدا در جسم ظاهر شد و در روح تصدیق کرده شد و به فرشتگان دیده شد و به امتها موعظه شد و در دنیا ایمان آورده و به جلال
برده شد. Jesus was received up into glory.
عیسی مسیح به جلال برده شد.
Ascended to a place of honor.
به جای احترام.
Glory.
افتخار.
جلال. Ephesians 1:20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
که در مسیح عمل کرد چون او را از مردگان برخیزانید و به دست راست خود در جایهای آسمانی.
Yeah, Jesus physically left this earth.
عیسی مسیح جسمانی از زمین رفت.
To go sit on the right hand of God the Father in heaven.
کجا بشینه؟ در دست راست خدای پدر.
Yeah, that's a seat of honor.
اون مکان احترام، دست راست کسی نشستن، احترام گذاشتن،
جلال دادن. Go to Mark 16.
مرقس 16.
Mark 16:19-20.
19
and 20. It's amazing how many scriptures actually point to the ascension if you start searching. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
و خداوند بعد از آنکه به ایشان سخن گفته بود به سوی آسمان بالا رفته به دست راست خدا بنشست و ایشان بیرون رفته در هر جا موعظه می‌کردند و خداوند با ایشان کار می‌کرد و به آیاتی که همراه ایشان بود کلام را ثابت می‌گردانید.
Yeah, he was received up in heaven, the ascension. He was ascended to the right hand of God. And if you remember the mother of Zebedee, the Zebedee's sons, she asked Jesus for a favor. Yeah, grant my sons to sit on the left and the right when they come in the kingdom.
And that's not
exactly right quoted.
But
why did she ask this?
Yeah,
because she wanted the best place for her children.
Yeah,
and good for her for asking. Yeah,
she wants the best for her kids.
And of course, Jesus answered, hey, this place is prepared for certain people.
Yeah,
but what she wanted... there is her children to be in a place of honor.
Jesus
being at the right hand of the Father is a place of honor. He ascended into a place of honor. Go to Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1, 1-3. God would sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
خدا که در زمان گذشته به مراتب بسیار و از راه‌های مختلف به واسطه انبیا به پدران ما تکلم نمود، در این ایام آخر به واسطه پسر خود سخن گفت است که او را وارث همه موجودات قرار داد و به وسیله او عالم‌ها را آفرید و فروغ جلالش و مظهر کامل ذاتش بوده و به کلمه نیرومند خود نگهدارنده همه موجودات بوده، چون پاک کردن گناهان ما را به واسطه خود به اتمام رسانید به دست راست کبریا در اعلا بنشست.
Jesus down the right hand of the majesty on high.
عیسی مسیح در دست راست خدای
پدر. Read verse 13.
آیه 13 رو بخون.
From the same, Hebrews 1:13. Yeah, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool?
و به کدام یک از فرشتگان هرگز گفت بنشین به دست راست من تا دشمنان تو را پاینداز تو سازم.
Yeah, again indicating, hey, this is a special place, this is a place of honor. Yeah, this is a place that is not for angels. And of course, this is again a quote from the Old Testament. Yeah, where it says, the Lord, all caps, said unto my Lord. Yeah, the Father, God the Father speaking to Jesus. Yeah, which is another reference to the ascension, basically, in the Old Testament. Yeah, sit on my right hand. Go to Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, moved for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
و به سوی بانی و کامل کننده ایمان یعنی عیسی چشم بدوزید که به جهت آن خوشی که پیش او قرار داشت بی حرمتی را ناچیز شمرده متحمل صلیب گردید و به دست راست تخت خدا نشسته است.
And of course, a throne represents authority.
تخت سلطنت نشانه
قدرت. Jesus sits at the right hand of the throne of God the Father.
مسیح در دست راست سلطنت.
Go to 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3, 20 and 22. 21 and 22. The like figure, whereunto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3, 21 and
22. دور کردن آلودگی بدن بلکه تعهد وجدان صالح به سوی خدا به واسطه رستاخیز عیسی مسیح که به آسمان رفت و به دست راست خداست و فرشتگان ریاست ها و قدرت ها مطیع او شدند.
Yeah, so Jesus is in the position of honor and authority.
احترام و قدرت نه؟
Yeah. Last verse on this, Acts 2:33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth for this which ye now see and hear.
پس چون به دست راست خدا بالا برده شد روح القدس موعود را از پدر یافته این را که شما حال می‌بینید و می‌شنوید فرو ریخته.
Yeah, Jesus is exalted.
Yeah,
he is at the right hand of God.
دست راست پدر
خدا. He is at the right hand of the throne.
اون سلطنت می‌کنه.
Yeah, he is given authority.
قدرت داده.
Yeah, while he lived on this earth.
با اینکه روی زمین بود.
Yeah, he came as a servant.
به عنوان خادم اومد.
But he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
پادشاهان خداوند خداوندگانه.
Yeah, so one, the ascension of Jesus was foretold. صعود
عیسی مسیح از قبل موعظه شده بود.
Yeah, two, the ascension of Jesus marks the ends of his earthly ministry and the beginning of our earthly ministry. Yeah? And three, the ascension of Jesus from this earth was to a place of honor and authority in heaven. Four, the ascension of Jesus marks the beginning of his heavenly ministry. Yeah? When somebody, some people read the words that Jesus spoke on the cross where it says it is finished.
بعضی وقت این جمله عیسی مسیح رو میخونن که میگه تمام شد.
Yeah, they somehow think that everything is finished.
میگن همه کار عیسی مسیح تموم شد.
But of course that's not what it means.
منظور اون نیست که همه کار مسیح تموم شد.
Jesus has done already a lot more afterwards and will be doing a lot more afterwards.
چه قبلش انجام داد، چه بعدش انجام داده و خیلی های دیگر هم انجام خواهد داد در آینده.
After he died on the cross.
بعد از اینکه برای صلیب مرد.
Of course he paid for our sins in hell.
برای گناهان
He rose again the third day.
بعد از resurrected. زنده شد.
Yeah, he walked on the earth for 40 days.
برای 40 روز روی زمین قدم برداشت.
Showing himself to his followers.
به شاگردانش
He ascended into heaven.
به آسمان رفت.
And that was not the end either.
آخرش نبود.
Jesus has a ministry in heaven. He's working in heaven.
خدمتی در آسمان داره و داره برامون کار میکنه.
Yeah, Jesus is at the right of the Father doing work, doing ministry.
دست راست پدر خدا خودش هست.
Go to Hebrews 8.
عبرانیان فصل 8.
Hebrews 8, 1. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
پس مقصود عمده از این کلام این است که برای ما چنین کاهن اعظمی هست که در آسمان‌ها به دست راست تخت کبریا نشسته.
So we have a high priest who sits on right hand.
که در دست راست پدر نشسته.
Yeah, of course Jesus is our high priest.
کاهن اعظم ماست.
Yeah, Jesus is fulfilling a role in heaven for us.
در آسمان داره انجام میده برای من و شما.
Go to Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4:14-16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
زیرا کاهن اعظمی نداریم که نتواند همدرد ضعف‌های ما بشود، بلکه آزموده شده در هر چیز مشابه ما بدون گناه. پس با جرأت نزدیک به تخت فیض بیاییم تا رحمت بیابیم و فیضی را حاصل کنیم که در وقت ضرورت ما را یاری رساند.
Yeah, Jesus who passed into heaven, which again is a reference to the ascension of Jesus.
He
is our high priest. He is our representative before God the Father. He acts on our behalf when we sin, when we mess up. Yeah, go to 1 John 2:1. My children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
ای فرزندان من، این را به شما می نویسم تا گناه نکنید. و اگر کسی گناهی کند، شفیعی داریم نزد پدر، یعنی عیسی مسیح عادل.
Yeah, Jesus is our advocate.
Isaiah,
if the accuser of the brethren, Satan, comes before God, accusing us, Jesus is the one defending us before God. Jesus is our advocate before God the Father in heaven.
Yeah,
Jesus is doing ministry in heaven. A ministry that is a blessing to us. Yeah, he's acting as our high priest. Go to Romans 8, verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, ye rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Yeah, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Yeah, he's doing ministry in heaven. And it says here, he makes intercession for us. Yeah, I like it when people pray for me. Yeah, Jenny from the Philippines sent me an email. And he was telling, the church is lifting you up, we're praying for you. They're interceding. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
I hope you intercede as well for me.
My family.
Yeah, we need that.
But
besides that, we have the best intercessor because Jesus himself is interceding for us in heaven before the Father.
Yeah,
Jesus has a heavenly ministry and he is still involved with his people and also what goes on this earth. Yeah, because the Bible says that Jesus is the head of the church. And of course, that means a local church. Yeah, we don't believe in a universal church.
They're churches.
Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
و او بدن یعنی کلیسا را سر است، زیرا که او ابتداست و نخست زاده از مردگان تا در همه چیز او مقدس.
Yeah, he is the head of the local church.
او سر کلیسا.
He has something to say in the matter.
تو وظیفه کلیسا رو مسئولیتش.
Now, if you go to the book of Revelation.
کتاب مکاشفه را اگه باز کنی.
Yeah, we have example.
نمونه‌ای داریم.
Of that involvement of Jesus with local churches. Yeah, of who he is the head. Yeah, go to Revelation chapter 2 and read verse 4 and 5. And this is a message to the church of Ephesus. This is a message to the church of Ephesus. And he starts out saying some good things. But then read verse 4 and 5. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent.
اما این را علیه تو دارم که محبت نخستین خود را ترک کردی. پس به خاطر آن که از کجا افتاده یا توبه کن و اعمال نخست را به عمل آور. بلا به زوری نزد تو می آیم و چراغدانت را از مکانش بر می دارم اگر توبه نکن.
Yeah, so Jesus is warning this church. Yeah, that hey, if you continue on the wrong track that you're on, I'll take away your candlestick. Yeah, which means God will stop using that church for His purpose. Hey, you better turn around. You better repent. You better make some changes. Yeah, because you're in the wrong path. Yeah, Jesus is involved with the ministry that goes on this earth.
Yeah,
he's not having a break in heaven till the millennium reign. Yeah, the ascension is from earth to heaven.
Yeah,
marking the end of the earthly ministry.
آخر خدمت عیسی مسیح رو انجام
میده. Beginning of his heavenly ministry.
آغاز خدمت جلال و جلالشه.
John 14:2.
یوحنا 14:2.
In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
در خانه پدر من منزل بسیار است وگرنه به شما میگفتم میروم تا برای شما مکانی حاضر.
Yeah, he had another mention of things that Jesus is doing after he goes to heaven.
وقتی
he says he goes to prepare a place for you.
میره جایی رو براتون آماده میکنه.
Yeah, Jesus is not on pause.
عیسی مسیح استوب نشده.
Yeah. And that brings till he comes back.
تا دوباره برگرده.
Yeah, and that brings me to the last point.
آخرین نکته که میخوام بهتون بگم
the ascension of Jesus. Yeah, points us that he will come again.
به ما اشاره میکنه که دوباره خواهد آمد.
Go back to the Acts 1.
اعمال رسولان فصل 1.
Read verses 9 to 11.
آیه 9 تا 11.
Acts 1:9-11. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
و چون ایرا گفت در حالی که ایشان می نگریستند بالا برده شد و ابری او را از چشمان ایشان در را بود و چون به سوی آسمان چشم دوخته بودند انگامی که او می رفت ناگاه دو مرد سفید پوش نزد ایشان ایستاده گفتند ای مردان جلیلی چرا ایستاده به سوی آسمان نگاه می کنید همین عیسی که از نزد شما به آسمان بالا برده شد باز خواهد آمد به همین طوری که او را به سوی آسمان روانه دید
Yeah, the same Jesus that was taken up from you into heaven. Yeah, what Jesus? Yeah, the Jesus that died on the cross, was buried and rose again the third day. That same Jesus, shall come back in like manner. What manner? Yeah, that he would come. He was taken up in the clouds and Jesus will come back in the clouds at the second coming. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4:15-18. 1 Thessalonians 4:15-18. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
زیرا اگر باور میکنیم که عیسی مرد و برخاست، به همین طور نیز خدا آنانی را که در عیسی خوابیدند با وی خواهد آورد. زیرا این را به شما از کلام خدا میگویم که ما که زنده و تا آمدن خداوند باقی بمانیم بر خفتگان سبقت نخواهیم جست زیرا خود خداوند با صدا و با صدای رئیس فرشتگان و با شیپور خدا از آسمان نازل خواهد شد و مردگان در مسیح اول خواهند برخاست آنگاه ما که به زنده و باقی باشیم با ایشان در ابرها ربوده خواهیم شد تا خداوند را در هوا استقبال کنیم و همچنین همیشه با خداوند خواهیم بود. پس به این سخنان همدیگر را تسلی
می‌دهیم. Yeah, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
با او خواهیم بود.
Yeah, to meet Lord in the air.
عیسی مسیح رو در ابرها ببینیم.
Jesus will come in the clouds.
عیسی مسیح روی ابرها خواهد آمد.
Yeah, the way as he ascended into heaven is the same way he is going to come back. Revelation 1:7.
مکاشفه 1:7.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen.
اینک با ابرها می آید و هر چشمی او را خواهد دید و آنانی که او را نیزه زدن و تمامی امتهای جهان بر وی خواهند نالید. بلی.
Yeah, behold, he cometh with clouds.
دوباره میاد بر ابرها.
Yeah. Oh, and this is a secret rapture. But suddenly all the Christians are gone.
Oh no.
He comes in the clouds and every eye will see him. Yeah. Matthew
24.
Matthew 24 and read verse 27 for now. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
زیرا همچنان که برق از مشرق آید تا به مغرب ظاهر می شود ظهور پسر انسان نیز چنین خواهد شد.
Sounds like something that is hidden, huh? No, it does not. Yeah, the pre-tribulation rapture is a false doctrine.
اعتقاد داشتن این که قبل از اینکه سختی ها برای ایمانداران اتفاق بیفته ایمانداران رو بوده
teaching that it is a secret thing is false.
نیست. همه میفهمند.
Yeah, remember first there's a period of tribulation.
زمان مشارکت مصیبت ها.
Yeah, which is caused where Satan and his minion will cause harm to the world and the people on the world.
زمین به خاطر سختی که داره اتفاق میفته.
Yeah. Then afterwards you have Jesus coming back in the clouds. Yeah, which also marks the beginning of God pouring out his wrath. Then is God dealing with those who are left on this earth.
Yeah,
do not confuse the tribulation with God's wrath.
اون سختی ها و مصیبت های جهان رو با خشم خداوند قاطی نکنید.
You can listen to all the sermons I preached on this.
موضوعی زیادی در مورد تفاوت این دو تا داشتم.
The book of Revelation.
و فقط کتاب مکاشفه.
Read the next verses 28 to 30.
28 تا 30 آیا رو بخونیم.
متی.
Yeah, Matthew 24. And you can keep your finger there. Later on, we come back here. So, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with the power and great glory.
و هر جا که مرداری باشد کرکسان در آنجا جمع شد و فوراً بعد از مصیبت آن ایام آفتاب تاریک گردد و ماه نور خود را ندهد و ستارگان از آسمان فرو ریزند و نیروهای آسمان متزلزل گردد. آنگاه علامت پسر انسان در آسمان پدید گردد و در آن وقت همه طوایف زمین سوگواری خواهند کرد و پسر انسان را ببینند که بر ابرهای آسمان با قدرت و جلال عظیم می آید.
Yeah, they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
Yeah,
the way he ascended into heaven is the way he will come back again. In Luke 21:7, it says the same thing. It's a parallel passage. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Yeah, Mark 13, 24 and 26. Yeah, but in those days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory.
Mark
13, 24, 26.
و در آن روزهای بعد از آن مصیبت خورشید تاریک گردد و ماه نور خود را باز گیرد و ستارگان از آسمان فرو ریزند و نیروهای آسمان متزلزل خواهد گشت. آنگاه پسر انسان را ببینید که با قوت و جلال عظیم در ابرها می آید.
Yeah, now there's also the signs here, by the way. If you're new to Bible prophecy, this will help you.
Yeah,
it says the sun being darkened, the moon not giving a light, stars falling from heaven.
Yeah,
these are the markers for the second coming. Yeah, when you see this in the Bible, these markers, you know this is talking about the second coming. And we just looked at Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. 13, if you want to get a good understanding of the end times, put them next to each other. Start comparing them. And then put them next to Revelation chapter 6.
Yeah,
where you find the first six seals. And that will open your eyes.
Yeah,
just comparing scripture with scripture. And in the second coming is the day of the rapture. It's the day of Christ. It is the day that God starts pouring out his wrath on this earth.
Yeah,
it is the day that starts with the sun being darkened, the moon not giving a light, and the stars falling. Yeah, it is also the day that Jesus is coming in the clouds.
Yeah.
The same way as he ascended in heaven. So recap. Yeah, the ascension of Jesus was foretold.
Yeah.
We have mentions in the Old Testament. Jesus is talking about his ascension. Yeah, it's a significant event. Angels were present.
Yeah.
Second, the ascension of Jesus marks the end of his earthly ministry and the beginning of ours. Yeah, where Jesus left off being the light of this world, we are now to be the light of the world, preaching the good news. Three. The ascension of Jesus from this earth was to a place of honor and authority in heaven. Four. The ascension of Jesus marks the beginning of his heavenly ministry. Yeah, Jesus is our high priest. He is our advocate. He intercedes for us.
Yeah.
He is involved with his people and his local churches of who he is the head. And the ascension of Jesus points us to that he will come again to his second coming. Yeah, because in the same manner as he went, he will come back. Let's close with Matthew 24, 44-47. Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
لحاظا شما نیز حاضر باشید زیرا در ساعتی که گمان نبرید پسر انسان می آید. پس آن غلام امین و دانا کیست که اربابش او را بر اهل خانه خود بگمارد تا ایشان را در وقت معین خوراک دهد. خوش به حال آن غلامی که چون اربابش آید او را در چنین کار مشغول یابد. هر آینه به شما می گویم که او را بر تمام مایملک خود خواهم گماشت.
آمین.
آمین. آمین.